Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating 10 years of anniversary, 10-year anniversary of Rick Maurer as a member of our Brain Trust. Rick Maurer, happy anniversary, baby.
I'm touched.
You think we don't have production value on the Small Business Advocate Show? There you go.
And wow.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thank you again for 10 great years. And I know I know your mother is so proud of you. You know, she would say would be, so it's come to this.
That's right.
Beyond
That's
the right. Water Resistance is one of his books. Why Don't You Want What I Want is another book, which is great. And we're talking about change. We're talking about the list that you're going to come up with. And tell us again what's on the list. This is what?
Yeah. Well, it's basically all the things people might be saying when you're not in the room about their reactions to some idea or some project.
How do you get them to tell you those things, though?
Well,
you're not making this list up on your own, right?
No. Well, you can. You can try. And sometimes we can guess pretty well, but you need to go a step further and somehow have it validated by real people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other people. There's one thing. There's one simple thing that I talk about in Why Don't You Want What I Want, but you don't have to buy the book for this. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's called Coffee with Joe. And my hunch is, your listeners, everybody has a Joe, and Joe can be either gender. Joe is the kind of person who will tell it like it is no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Joe doesn't understand the phrase career-limiting move. I mean,
his last name is WYSIWYG, right? What you see is what
you
get.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And the thing about it, you want to have coffee with Joe, you don't want to have lunch with Joe, because lunch lasts way too long. But you need to listen to them.
Your ego can't stand a whole lunch with Joe, right?
No, that's true. It's absolutely true. But they will tell you stuff that other people won't tell you, and they're worth listening to. And of course, it'd be like static on the AM dial.
I mean,
you can still hear the game. You know, well, you're going to get a lot of static too. But you may hear some things like, "Wow, I'm glad I was listening because man, they hit a homer in the bottom of the ninth." I mean,
right.
You really can hear some important stuff. You can also do quick surveys. You could do little focus groups. If you're out on the floor, I find I do a lot of work when I'm working with clients. I want to be out there talking where the people are. I don't want them to come to some conference room. And
right.
If I'm working like in a plant, I want to go lean against a wall or a machine that's not going to topple over, and just have a conversation.
What are you talking about? You're talking about MBWA,
yes.
Management by Walking Around.
I am. And the purpose of this management by the original purpose of Management by Wandering Around is just whatever they talk about is fine, and that's great. That you should do that too. But here you're really listening for, do they get it? Do they like it? Do they trust me? And that's what you're listening for. And you can prime the pump. You can say, hey, you know, I realize I kind of have a reputation here as kind of a flavor of the month guy. And if you say that, people can go, well, yeah, and I say, all right. And then you can start talking about it if you start to prime the pump. So there are ways to get that conversation going.
Or you could say, look, I know I'm the owner and you're an employee of my company, but I'd like for you to take about a minute and a half and act like we're just a couple of employees talking about this idea. What would you say about
it? Perfect. That's great. Now, I was just thinking, a friend of mine, the late Kathy Dannemiller, who used to do change projects with like 500 people in a room, that once the change idea was presented, people were at table groups, and this is something you don't have to be in a meeting to do, and she'd say, all right, now that you know what the idea is, I want you to identify what makes you glad, what makes you mad, and what would you add. Hmm. And even though that's a little cute, Mm-hmm. It, what it gets at is, what do you like about it? So you got to think about that. What makes you mad could be what you're, oh, here we go again. It could be, there goes my job. It could be all that. And then what would you add? What would you change about it? And so it puts what might be fearful, what might people might be afraid, oh, the boss can't hear this. It puts it in context, because the mad is only one of three things. And that can be a really helpful tool, so that to take your idea a step further and say, all right, look, we're talking about this idea. Forget that I'm the boss, if you can. And I want to talk. I want you to talk about three things. What makes you glad? What do you like about it? What makes you mad? What would you add? Mm-hmm. And then shut up. Shut up and listen. Don't justify. And you know,
and don't interrupt them. Don't interrupt them till they're done. When he says listen,
yes,
that means don't interrupt.
That
and,
sure does.
And even if you throw a blood clot, do not be defensive. even if you think you're gonna burst a vessel, do not be defensive.
Yeah, and if you know yourself well enough to go, you know, no, I can't do that, Jim. Rick, I can't do that. Then get somebody else.
A surrogate. That's what I was going to ask you. Could you not get a surrogate? Could you maybe?
Absolutely.
Maybe. What about this? What if you get Joe to go ask those questions?
You could. It depends on who the Joe is, but some Joes are so living in their own bubble so much that it may get filtered too much. But some people complain and they really care a lot about the company, and they might be great people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
My concern would be they might not be listening for things that people might actually like about it. They might be listening for the things that support their positions.
Mm-hmm.
But I
wrote an article once about a guy who was a janitor. He had a janitorial business, and what three CEOs learned from just staying late and talking to the janitor at the end of the day. And you know, maybe that's where you need to go. It's amazing the wisdom that you can find, out there on the margins of the company. Going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more about this after these messages with our good friend Rick Maurer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.